message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's my pleasure to welcome you to this day 11 of this Signs and Wonders fast. And I know that no one will go back the same in the name of Jesus. And when I say year 2019, you say signs and wonders. And when I say signs and wonders, you say year 2019. Year 2019 and signs and wonders. And that is your portion in Jesus' name. Every blessed day of this year, it shall be for signs and wonders in Jesus' name. Year 2019 and signs and wonders. And that is your portion in Jesus' mighty name. Let me hear your louder amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Signs and wonders for destiny fulfillment is what I'll be speaking about briefly tonight. We'll try to be as fast as possible to pave way for tomorrow's service. Signs and wonders for destiny fulfillment. What is destiny? Your destiny is God's ordained plan for you. Your destiny is the plan of Jehovah for you. What God has as a plan, as an intention for your life. What is your destiny? This is who you were created to be by God. Your destiny is the exact person, the exact man, the exact woman that God created you to be. In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, the Bible says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee." So, no, God does not give back to non-entities. Before you were born, there is a reason why you were born. Before you were born, there is a particular reason why you were born. Before you were born in the belly, before you were even in the belly of your mother, I knew thee. For Jeremiah, he ordained him as a prophet unto nations. Every one of us here, there is a reason why you were created. You are not a biological accident. Your mother and your father might not have planned your birth. Maybe they were using birth control and the birth control failed. Or maybe they just met in school and just had a time together and then your mom became pregnant. At least from the story you heard. They might think it's a mistake, but God never makes mistakes. Hello? God never makes mistakes. There is a reason why you were born. And this reason must be fulfilled. This reason, this intention of God for creating you must be fulfilled. And there's a vital thing that makes it fulfilled called the help of God. Or we can call divine help. Divine help and assistance. What is divine help? Divine help is the supernatural hand of God stretched into the life or the affairs of a man. The supernatural hand of God stretched into the affairs of the life of a man or a woman. The supernatural hand of God stretched to the life of a man. God will stretch his hand into your life today. I say God will stretch into his hand into your life today. It is the intervention of the celestial in the terrestrial. It is the intervention of heaven on earth. The intervention of the celestial in the terrestrial. The intervention of the supernatural in the natural. The intervention of the supernatural in the natural. The intervention of the Almighty in the hands or in the lives of a child, which is what you and I are before God. Number three, what is divine help? It is the intervention of heaven for man's manifestation. David knew the importance of this help. So much so, he said in Psalm 60 verse 11, "Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man." David speaking, "I need your help, oh God. Give me help in my life to fulfill my destiny, because man cannot help me." Many have depended so much in men, and men have failed them. Many have put their trust in men, and men have failed them. Listen to me, friends. If you are going to manifest, you need the hand of God in your life. According to Romans chapter 8, verse 19, the whole world waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Everybody is waiting for your manifestation. And you will manifest in the name of Jesus. Uzziah was 16 when he enjoyed the hand of God in 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 1 and verse 15. At 16 years, this young man enjoyed the help of God. At 16 years, he was enthroned. And then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years, and made him king in the room of his father, Amaziah. And in 2 Chronicles 26, verse 15, the Bible says he began to invent machines. He began to invent guns. And the Bible says he was marvelously helped. Marvelous. And he made in Jerusalem engines. Someone say engines. Invented by cunning men to be on the tower and upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones without. And his name spread far abroad. And he was marvelously helped till he was strong. This time and this year, you will be marvelously helped. I said, this time and this year, you will be marvelously helped. I want you to see some people that you will see them and say, it is this person's life is just God. It's just a help. Because their qualification does not qualify for it. Their beauty cannot get it. Their beauty and handsomeness and connection cannot place them where they are today. They were just helped by God. This time, you will be helped by God. I said, this time, you'll be helped by God. David knew the importance of the help of God in the fulfillment of his destiny. In Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2. Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2. He looked up to the hills and he was searching for help. He knew that. Say, I will look up. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. And whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. He looked at me and said, I can't trust any of these people. I can only look up to God for help. And that is why David is one of the most helped men in the world. He's one of the men that was helped the most. He was marvelously helped. Everywhere David went to, he came back as a victorious man. Anywhere David went to, he never lost any battle. He never lost any battle. He won everywhere he went to. And that is how I know that in this year 2019, in every battle that comes before you, you will win in Jesus' name. I say you will win in Jesus' name. Quickly tonight, major areas required for destiny fulfillment. I'll just give us a few before we move on tonight. Major areas that you require help for destiny fulfillment. Number one is in your Christian journey. A Christian race is not something that you can win by your own power. You need the help of God. Everyone that will be successful as a Christian needs the help of God. If you will not backslide, many of you even remember some that were in the faith last year, 2018. This year, they are no more in the faith. Please, can we take care of that phone that is disturbing effective ministration and effective recording? The help of God is needed for Christian journey. Number two area that you need help for the fulfillment of your life is in the help for accomplishment. Help for accomplishment and relevance. No man can be relevant in life without the help of God. No woman can be relevant in this life without God's help. When you see people that are infinitesimal, insignificant, unrecognized, they lack help. They lack help. Look at a man like our president and our vice president. They are helped men. Before the vice president became president, almost everybody did not even know him, apart from people in Lagos State that knew him in the judiciary. But from nowhere, God brought him out and placed him at that highest level. Either they like him or not, they must respect him. That is how this year, God will bring you out of the multitude. I said this year, God will bring you out of the multitude. This year, God will bring you out of your family members. Can I hear you say a big amen? David became relevant because of the grace of God. Can you explain to me how a small stone can kill a giant? Even you, as you are not a giant, if somebody uses a stone to hit you, will you just fall down like that? A stone. The Bible did not say that the stone was so big. A stone inside a catapult. And hit a man. And the man fell down. And he used the man's same sword and cut off the man's head. Somebody say, help from God. The help from God is what David used. The help of God make David a wonder. A small stone, but with a big help from God, changed his life. It doesn't matter how small you look today. If you can get this help of God that we are talking about, this year will be different. Say that man Uzziah, he said he was marvelously helped. 2 Chronicles 26, 15. Marvelous. May you be marvelously helped this year. Your husband will be marvelously helped this year. Your business will be marvelously helped this year. Is it fasting that is not making your amen to sound very well? Amen. Let me hear a loud amen. Amen. Number three areas that you need help for destiny fulfillment is in your personal life. That is, in bracket, marriage, children, upbringing, and other personal things. Many have failed in their personal life because they did not get help. They did not seek for help. They did not get the help. For your personal life to be successful, you need help from God. For you to get married, you need the help of God. And to get married to the right person, for that matter, you need the help of God. For you to have the children that you need the help of God. The help of God is required for everything in your personal life. In your personal life, you need the help of God. Number four, area that you need the help of God is for the help in the area of divine direction. Psalm 32 verse 8, I will instruct you and teach you in the path to which you shall follow. I will guide you with my own eyes. Psalm 32 verse 8. So every man that will enjoy destiny fulfillment must be helped in the area of direction. Someone say direction. As from today, you will not take the wrong path again. As from today, you will not take the wrong path again. Most of the failures of life is from the lack of direction. Misinvestment of money. Misinvestment of time. Misinvestment of energy. Misinvestment of resources. A lady wastes 10 years of her life in a relationship, and at the end of the day, the guy said, I'm not doing it again. Can you see that she has lost 10 years of valuable life? If a guy send a lady to school, send her to university, send her to masters, and say, when are we getting married? She said, you are not my class. You are not in my class. I cannot do it. Please calculate. I'm now working. Please calculate how much you paid for my school. I want to pay you back. We have seen it. It's happened before. Not once, not twice. Many times, Seth. Misdirection is a killer. Such people sometimes, such men sometimes, they can go and eat rat poison. They can eat rat poison instantly and die. I saw on the internet recently of, they said a musician went to kill himself because one lady cheated him. Though that one is a very stupid person. I don't understand how somebody left you because of that. You now went to kill yourself. It means you don't have any value for your life. I'm sorry, I can't kill myself for anybody. You want to marry somebody. God now removed the person and gave you some, will eventually give you somebody better. Listen to me. Anybody that rejects your love is good riddance to bad rubbish. You want to marry somebody. You should see every woman here have some dignity. You are not going into marriage as a liability. You are going to marry to add something to the man's life. So I want to add something to your life. You say you don't want. No problem. Oh yeah, go and be searching. I go for somebody else. Praise the Lord. Help in our personal life. Number four, major help required for destiny fulfillment is number five, is help in association. Help to be able to choose the right association. You need the help of God to choose the right association, to choose who to marry, to choose who should be your friend. If I were to go by how some of my friends, when I was much younger, were luring me to other people, I probably would not have married my wife. But because of God, who I am eternally grateful to, you know, in those days, my wife I think she's still a little bit now, but a little bit more, she's an ethical person. She just goes her own way. Read. And then I was in a church, in a ministry, very big, and I was a prominent person there. And so there were many ladies everywhere. And my friends were pointing at this one, that one, that one. And then my wife was also in the church. And I liked her so much then. They said no. And the reason is because she doesn't have time to be pursuing them. She doesn't have the time for that. She will greet you very well. She will respect you. But to be pursuing you all over the place, to be cooking food for you here and there, she doesn't have the time for that. For the others, they say, Kinika, come to my room. Come and cook. They will cook. They will fry plantain. In frying plantain, they will now want me to go to the one they fry plantain for. But God that will not allow me to make mistake. Hallelujah. Help me to know the right association. I know one thing. One of the major person my friends wanted to push me to get married to at that time. In fact, almost all those people, none of them could have been my wife today. They can't cope. I'm telling you, they can't cope with my life, with the way I live my life. They can't cope. They cannot cope. They will just go crazy. They can't cope. So the right, if they call it right peg in the right hole. The right person that will understand me. As I left church yesterday, I went straight to my prayer room. Straight. As in nothing else. Just hello, 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 hello. Straight. As in not every woman can handle that. And from that time, I left the place 3 a.m. this morning. Past 3 a.m. this morning. As in right from church. Just went. There was nothing like any. I did not visit anywhere. I did not even change my clothes. Straight. And I left there 3 a.m. this morning. Past 3, Seth. Every woman can cope with that. May the Lord give you the right association. I say, may the Lord give you the right association. Can I hear you say a big amen? Can I hear you say a big amen? You will not befriend the wrong people. You will not become friends with your enemies. Number 6, major help required for destiny fulfillment is help for fighting your enemies and adversaries. Or you can call it help for winning battles. 1 Corinthians 16:9. 1 Corinthians 16:9. You must realize, ladies and gentlemen, that there are battles to fight. A great door effectual is open unto me, but there are many adversaries. Many doors have been opened unto you, but there are many things I want to destroy you. Many forces want to kill you. Many forces want to destroy you. But they will fail in the name of Jesus. I said they will fail in the name of Jesus. Tonight, because of the non-availability of time, what are the keys to securing this help? If help is so important, what are the keys to securing this help? Keys to securing divine help. Number one is humility. Someone say humility. James chapter 4 verse 6 and verse 10. James chapter 4 verse 6 and verse 10. Every man or woman that will enjoy the blessing of God must be humble. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore, he said, God reserved the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. And of course, verse 10. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Humble yourself in the sight of God, and he will lift you up. Humble yourself in the sight of God, and he will lift you up. Humble yourself. Only the humble can be helped. And can I tell you this, in my own personal experience in life, many people that need help in life are the people with the highest level of pride. Very proud. I've seen people that will say, I'm poor, but I'm very proud. I've heard it before. I'm poor, but I'm very, very proud. God can't help a person that is proud. God cannot assist someone. God always assists people, but he resists the proud. He presses down the proud from being lifted. If you are, and pride is not about, pride is of the heart. Pride is of the heart. God watches our heart. If he sees pride in it, it cannot work. My prayer for you tonight is that every traces of pride that I want to make God not want to help you shall be removed in Jesus' name. I say shall be removed in Jesus' name. Anything in you that makes you talk proudly or behave proudly to help us and help us of your destiny, I say those things are removed in Jesus' name. You are walking in a place. You are meant to be humble, to humble yourself before those that lead you. I've seen subordinates that talk at their bosses and rubbish them before them and behind them. This makes them unhelpable. Number 2 major key that brings about securing the help of God is hospitality. The first one is humility. The second one is hospitality. In Genesis chapter 18, verse 1 to 33, I don't have time to read it tonight. You know the story very well. Abraham was just sitting down when he saw some men passing by, and he beckoned to them. He said, please come, please come, please come, please come. He beckoned to them. Come, 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 come and eat in my house. He went to his wife, Sarah. He said, please, can you cook something nice for these people? He doesn't know them before. There are people that, they even know people. They even know them very well. Yet, they refuse to be hospitable to them. Hospitality always attracts a change of life. When you are an hospitable person, Bible says, he that needs a friend must show himself friendly. If you need God's help, you must help others. If you need God's help, you must stretch out your helping hands to people. I have a personal policy. I must not sleep one day without somebody thanking God that I'm alive. One day, Monday to Sunday. And this has operated for many years now. If I don't find, I go out to find. If I don't find, I go out to find. I must help somebody per day. No matter, it doesn't have to do with money. Something somehow your hospitality makes God to help you. In that story where you get to go and read it very well, Deuteronomy 18, 1 to 33 or thereabout, there were two major help that God did there. Number one, he delivered, he gave Sarah Isaac through that encounter, because he said, by this time next year you'd have had a son. Secondly, you know the story of how Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed in verse 19. How they were able to reveal to Abraham that something was happening. He started negotiating with them. And then he was able to escape and how his brother Lot was also able to escape. So if you are a man or a woman that is hospitable, you always enjoy God's help. Today you will enjoy God's help. Today you will enjoy God's help. Today you will enjoy God's help. But be a hospitable person. Be a hospitable person. Take delight in assisting people. When you see somebody that you want to assist, be excited about it. Let me tell you, if you assist somebody and you do it grudgingly, there's no reward. If you assist somebody and you do it with grudge, there's no reward. So every assistance must be done with humility. It must be done with a heart of concern for others. Let me tell you, when you live for self, you live for less. When you live for self, you live for less. When you live a life whereby you are the only one that you, all your prayer points in this life is on you alone. I need money. I need this. I need that. I need a house in Banana Island. And then I also need banana to eat also. Hallelujah. 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 Be hospitable. There's an adage in my place. They say, something that is serious or terrible. Oh yeah, do somebody. Let us see who loves the person. Something that is somehow, that is not too okay. Oh yeah, do somebody. Let us see who we run to him. Let us see who we run to her. Let us see who we assist. Let us see who we call the person. Being hospitable is important to secure God's help. One day, Jesus said, you saw me homeless, you didn't home me. You didn't give me home. You saw me without clothes, you didn't give me clothes. You saw me without shoes, you didn't give me shoes. You saw me hungry, you didn't give me food. They say, where did you see you? You saw me well, self. How? If you did it to somebody, you did it to me. May the Lord give us understanding. I said, may the Lord give us understanding. I always say, there is no country in this world as a person by God's grace that I will go that I will be stranded. It's not possible. There is no country in this world that we go that will be stranded. Because what you sow is what you reap. What you sow is what you reap. Number three, keys to divine help is promotion of God's kingdom. In Luke chapter 5, verse 3 to 7, you know the story very well of how Jesus spoke to Peter and told him, please bring your boat, let me quickly use it. And as he used the boat for the promotion of God's kingdom, Jesus was preaching in his boat. After Jesus finished preaching, he said, okay, what are you doing here? I said, we have toiled all night. There's nothing that we can eat here. We have struggled all night. I'm a professional fisherman, but today, get as he be. He said, launch forth your net for a catch. And obviously, as he launched forth his net for a catch, all of a sudden, the fishes that refused to come into his net, they were rushing to the net. And he had a net-breaking miracle. You will get a net-breaking miracle today. You will get a net-breaking miracle today. You will get a net-breaking miracle today. You will get a net-breaking testimony today. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. And they began to beckon unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. All of a sudden, somebody that was broke became a multi-billionaire. Because for somebody to have a shipload of sheep, of fish, a shipload, whereby the ship started sinking, he's not a small boy again. God will take you to that mega level in Jesus' name. And what happened? He promoted God's kingdom, Malachi 3, 17 and 18. He promoted God. Your promotion of God's kingdom always brings about testimonies for you. And they shall be mine, said the Lord of hosts. In that day, when I make up my jewels, I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. There is always a difference between those that serve God and serve him not. When I see, that's why I always appreciate many of us here who, despite your tight schedule, you have decided to make the kingdom of God so important to you. Mark it. Mark it. Mark it. Very, very soon, you will become a sign and wonder. Your testimony shall be great for everyone to see. And it shall be this January in the name of Jesus. It shall be from this January in the name of Jesus. When you promote God's kingdom, he will promote you. When you push God's kingdom forward, you push his kingdom forward. Evangelism, you are there. Departmental meeting, you are there. Anything that will make the house of God to be progressive and productive, you are there. You enjoy it when it comes to the work of God. It's just that you cannot, it's almost impossible. You have wanted to be in all the departments to work. When you are that kind of person, you get help so easily. 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 If you lack help, watch it. You are not serving God. You are not promoting his kingdom. Everyone that promotes God's kingdom is always helped. There's a hand that always helps them. You will not be stranded again in life. You will not be stranded again in life. So please do all you can after this fast. Because after this fast now, there might be a temptation to want to relax. How after this fast is a time to relaunch yourself. Relaunch yourself into the promotion of God's kingdom. Number four, key to divine help is godly character. Godly character. If you want God's help, watch your character. Job 8 verse 20. Job 8 20. Behold, God will not cast away a perfect man. Neither will he help an evildoer. God will not help an evildoer. God will not help somebody who doesn't have godly character. God will not help somebody who has no character. If you want God to help you, work on your character. Work on your words. Work on your behavior. Work on your conduct. You know what? The only room that can never be filled is the room of improvement. The room of improvement can never be filled up. The more you try, the more you'll be feeling it. The more so you can never say, I'm now perfect. You keep working. You keep working. You keep working. You keep working. Godly character always bats help. Godly character always bats. If somebody's working in a company, for example, and then you probably want to go and start your own business or organization, if you have a good character, they can even invest into your company from where you are coming from. They can send business to you from where you are coming from. But when you are leaving the place and they go and share testimony in church, we want to thank God that this person that is a problem to us just left. God, we thank you for this miracle. And there's a problem. There's a problem. Your character matters in life. And I've said often here on this altar, character is superior to charisma. Charisma is posing. You know, some people, they pose. Their leg doesn't touch the ground. Do like this. They have built their chest very well. It's okay. There's nothing bad in it. But that is charisma. I use more than 7 perfumes at the same time. I have more than 7 iPhones. In my car, when you enter my car, when you smell the perfume, you can't imagine it. I dry clean my clothes in Swaziland. I send my clothes to Swaziland for dry cleaning. I use synthetic dry cleaning in London. All those things are just... if you have the money, it's up to you. But what is important is for people to say, this man has character. This woman has a godly character. This lady has a good character. This man has a good character. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Number 5 key to divine help and assistance is obeying prophetic instruction. Hosea chapter 12 verse 13. Hosea 12:13. By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet, he was preserved. If you want to enjoy God's help, obey instructions by your prophet. You know that story of the widow of Zarephath? You know that story in John chapter 2 of water being turned into wine? If your desire is to enjoy plenty of God's help, obey the instruction of God's servant to you. There is no instruction of a servant of God to you, a real servant of God to you, that is for his own purpose. There is no instruction of any servant of God that is for his purpose. It is for your purpose. There, you see, the new servants of God are sent. That's why the Bible says, many are called, few are chosen. It's not just everybody that can be sent as a prophet or as a pastor. God selects them. God selects them specially. And when he selects them, it is for your good. It is for your profit. If they say, do this, you don't do it. If they say, take this step, you don't take it. It's your own. You will not suffer regrets in life. I have seen many, many people suffer this. Many suffer this. Walk this path. They say, forget it. This man, these people are old school. They don't know anything. They don't know anything. Let's do like this. No. They don't do like that again. It says. Okay. Then when the repercussion comes, they now start running back to the same people for assistance. Obeying prophetic instruction. Number 6, as I begin to tidy up this message, keys to divine help is prayer. Prayer. Only the prayerful can access help. Prayer is a form of asking of help. Jeremiah 3 verse 3. Call upon me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Prayer. Only the prayerful can get help. The more prayerful you are, the more help you get. The more prayerful you are, the more help you get. The more prayerful you are, the more help you get. For me as a person, by God's privilege and grace, I have a little challenge. Time of prayer is never enough for me. There is no amount of, because there is so much to talk to God about. There is so much to talk to God about. There is so much help needed in various lives and various sectors and various spheres of life. Everyone that needs help must know how to call upon him. If your desire is to secure help, then you must know how to call on God. You must know how to call on him. You must keep calling on him. That's why The only thing the Bible says we should do without ceasing is praying. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Say, pray without ceasing. Don't stop praying. My prayer for everyone here tonight is that that spirit of prayer and intercession comes on you tonight in Jesus' name. And number 7, where we stop tonight, keys to help is regular attendance in church or in Zion. Psalms 20:2. The house of God, the church, is the place where you run to for help. Send the help from the side. Start from verse 1. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. From verse 1. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. Someone say amen. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Now, look at this in verse 2. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Sanctuary and Zion are the same thing. He's talking about church. The church, the house of God, is a place where you run to for help. Those that come to church regularly are those that know the value of Zion. Watching church from Facebook or from internet cannot equal to being in church physically. It cannot be the same. Watching church from and being in the church cannot be the same. So the more regularly you come, that's why Hebrews 10:25. Hebrews 10:25 says we should not forsake the assembly of the brethren as some others do. Hebrews 10:25. We must not forsake. We must not forsake the assembly of the brethren. We must keep coming. We must keep coming. We must keep coming. We must not forsake the assembly of the brethren. Like some other people have done. Forget it. Forget church, man. Forget church. Small thing, man. Later. We'll do it some other time. I don't have time. Maybe it's during Easter, man. During Easter, I'll have some time. What will make you to run to church forcefully will not be for you in Jesus' name. I say, what will make you to run to church will not be for you forcefully in Jesus' name. Can I hear you say a big amen? Some people didn't want to come to church. It's problem of life that rushed them to church. They didn't want to come to church. Problem of life rushed them to church. When we were at the former place there, one of our members, a student at that time, she's happily married now with children. They just phoned me one day that she ran mentor. A student, young girl at that time. She's doing very well in life now. They will not tell those kind of people, they will not tell them that she should, and she has not been coming to church for a long time. But when that thing happened, they ran to church straight. So we are looking for a pastor. Problem that will make you to run to God forcefully will not come to you in Jesus' name. That's why it's better to just surrender your life now. Just surrender your life to God. Say, God, I don't need to be running to you. I'm with you like permanently. Like I'm with you permanently. And I pray for you. All the days of your life, God will help you to stay with him in Jesus' name. That lady was delivered and delivered perfectly, and she's doing very well. Later went on to get married. Later went on to have kids and doing very well in her husband's house today. I pray for somebody here today. As God liveth, every agenda of darkness concerning you shall be shattered in Jesus' name. Every agenda of the wicked shall be shattered in Jesus' name. And help from above be released to you in Jesus' name.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.